The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Li papa rakata kaba ita le bebe kuta kaba ya kata kaba ya. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We are grateful, 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 Lord. We celebrate you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. La baba rakata kaba ita kaba ya.
Thank you for God. Ile baba rakata. You have redeemed us. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Therefore, we declare, O Lord, that we are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are purified by the blood. The blood of Jesus. By blood. By fire, by blood and fire, you have redeemed us, you have washed us, you have justified us and qualified us to come into your presence this morning. We thank you for...
Amen.
Amen.
Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today. Coming your way from Destiny House Podcast, Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, the Lali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Budawe White, our technicians. Once again, we want to thank God for another week. This week is very unique. Is significant because it is the Easter week, it is the Passover week, and it has a lot of spiritual significance. I want to say that God richly bless you for the effort and the sacrifices that you have been making by joining the program in spite of the internet challenges. There are a lot of challenges, a lot of challenges, but we will do it anyhow. The Lord will help us and see us through. Yes, I understand many were really having difficulty in connecting. Many that have not been online are having difficulty in connecting. But the Lord is gracious and will see us through. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, our theme once again is predestined to manifest, predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Predestined and called to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Yes, and our text once again is Romans chapter 8, verse number 30. Romans chapter 8, verse number 30. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. I read that again. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. I have given the meaning of predestined. To be predestined means to be determined before, to be determined in advance by divine will of faith. Predestined means foreordained. And it means it has been eternally. Oh, technician, can you do something about the echo for us? Meaning it has been eternally and heavenly approved before now. It has been eternally and heavenly approved before now. Yeah, it is okay. It's good. It means what it is now is just a formality. What it is now is just a formality. Hence, this is the time to show it forth. This is the time to make it to appear. This is the time to make it visible. This is the time to make it obvious. Hence, this is the time to show it forth. This is the time to make it to appear. This is the time to make it visible. This is the time to make it obvious. So, we have been predestined. Whatever we are today has been predestined. It has been determined in advance by divine will or fate. It has been preordained. It has been foreordained. It has been. Yes, it means that what it is now is just a formality. And what have we been predestined and called for? To manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. And how do we manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary? We are to live it. We are to live the finished work of Christ. We are to live it. We are to walk it. We are to think it. We are to celebrate it. Yes, we are to live it. We are to think it. We are to celebrate it. That is what it means. There is no one here on earth that has been predestined and called to manifest the life of Christ except you in Christ. We have been given every right to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary. Just because you and I are products of the finished work of Christ. We are products of the finished work of Christ. As a matter of fact, these are things that we should be conscious of. Christianity is all about what you are conscious of. Christianity is all about what you are conscious of. Yes. You know, when somebody knows that, when an enemy knows that you know him or you know her, that enemy is careful. That enemy is careful. When an enemy knows that you know that is an enemy, you know that when that enemy gets the opportunity, it can destroy you. When the enemy knows you know, the enemy becomes very careful. And you also become bold. So what you know emboldens you. What you know also scares the enemy. Whenever the enemy is around, or whenever you are around, the enemy is scared of you. Yes. The enemy is scared of you. Because the enemy knows that you know. So the enemy is scared of you. And then you are also bold because you know that the enemy knows that you know. Christianity is all about what we are conscious of. Our daily consciousness. Christianity is all about what you and I are conscious of. Conscious of who we are in Christ. Conscious of what Christ has achieved for us. Conscious of what we have inherited in Christ. We need to be conscious of these things. We need to be conscious. And the moment you are conscious of these things, I may say the greater percentage of your battles are won. The greater percentage of your battles are won. And I want to repeat this, that the enemy's challenge, attack, or battles that he projects against you as a child of God is just because of your position as the manifester of the finished work of Christ. It's your position as the product of the finished work of Christ. That is all. It's your position as the product of the finished work of Christ. And also number two, it is the threat of you manifesting the finished work of Christ. The enemy is afraid. The threat of you manifesting the finished work of Christ on the cross. So the enemy is just afraid. This is what emboldens you, the child of God. This is what makes you, the child of God, bold and courageous. You know, the early church, and even in Obama's time, in our modern time, we saw this. In the early church, why were people prepared to die for Christ? Why were people burnt alive? Why were people, believers, sent to the amphitheater and lions were released to devour them? Why were people slaughtered? All the disciples, apart from John the Baptist, who later died the natural death. Sorry, John the Apostle, thank you. John the Apostle, thank you. Apart from John the Apostle, who died the natural death later, even he, Apostle, he was fried in the cauldron, and then when he wasn't dying, he was tied on the donkey, and the donkey ran round the city with him. You can imagine his head and body hitting the ground. And when he did not die, he was then banished to Patmos Island. He was then banished to the Patmos Island. A very dry place, a rocky place, no life. He was sent there to go and perish. But then it was there that Jesus visited him. It was there that the book of Revelation, the writings of Revelation, was revealed to him. And then later, he died a natural death. So even the Apostle John, who died later the natural death, look at what he went through. Apart from Apostle John, the rest. Peter was crucified upside down. Peter was crucified upside down. When they went to crucify him and they sent him to the cross, he said he does not deserve to be crucified the way his Lord and Master was crucified. So his head should be brought down. Peter was crucified head down. People, James had his head cut off. People were sawn into two from top to bottom. They put the sword there and cut them in two halves. Even Isaiah in the Old Testament was also sawn like that. Even the Old Testament prophet, how did they die? Now, what is it that will cause a person not to deny Jesus, not to deny God, and is ready to go to whatever extent? It is consciousness, revelation, conviction of what the person has received in God. It was said about Polycarp, the one who translated the Bible from Latin to English, also Vulgate and English. I've missed the distinction. It was said about Polycarp that he should deny Jesus. He said he will not. And when they sent him to the stake to burn him, the people were, the elders at that time, they surrounded the place. And then after he has been tied with firewood and under a heap of firewood, the cross tied there for them to lead the fire to be burned, for him to be burned. And they asked him the last thing, that, so won't you just deny this Jesus and then leave? He said, I've served him many years, over 80 something years. There is a way he put it. How can I deny him now? He has done me no wrong. He has done me no wrong. How can I serve him now? Sorry. He has done me no wrong. How can I deny him now? He has done me no wrong. How can I deny him now? And then they put the fire. Pa, 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 pa. But you know, do you know what these killers don't know? Do you know what these killers don't know? I want to tell you this. Anything you are going to suffer for Christ, you don't feel the bite, the stink, the pain, the stink on it. It is just a tinkle. Because Jesus has taken away the stink. So those people whose head in the Middle East, in China, in the Afghanistan, in those countries that were seen during Obama time, when they were slaughtering them, you think that they were feeling the pain? Never. Never, 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 never. They don't feel the pain. Before the knife will go there, the soul has been checked off, out. In fact, Jesus took away the sting. He took away what? The sting. We call it violent death. Jesus died the violent death to take away the sting. And it is all by your inner conviction, the encounter you have received. You see, this is the problem that sometimes we preachers, we have. We use terms and people think that we are denigrating them. Like to say that people go to church just with their bodies. They are empty. This is not an insult. This is not an insult at all. What is your conviction? What encounter? Look, your Christianity, my Christianity, depends on my conviction and the encounter I have had. And when we talk about encounters, it is not apparition. Like Paul saw the light. Jesus appeared on the way to Damascus. Light flashed around him. No, not necessarily that. Look, there are times, as even online here, when you really open up, as you are listening to the word, a word comes out and just hits you and overshadows you before you realize you are shedding tears. Before you realize you are immobilized. It's like you can't move your legs. Look, before you realize you are kneeling down. Before you realize you are falling, on the floor. You see, before you realize you are shouting, you are clapping, that is an encounter. That is an encounter. Even when you are reading the Bible, you read a scripture, you read something, and then something comes out and hits you. It's an encounter. You are praying, and suddenly the presence of God falls. And then you can't even continue to pray. You just feel like lifting your hands. You just feel like kneeling down. It's odd. An encounter. It's an encounter. Those things are the things that gives you the conviction to really be committed. Those are the things that gives you the conviction to even pray. Those things that encounters and conviction, they define your Christianity. Do you know that people just go to church. The other day, when we're traveling for 8 hours, the Lord was just speaking to me that there are three types of Christians. You say this, somebody would think that you are hitting the person. No. There are three types of Christians. You know, in the tabernacle, we have the outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. In the same way, the Lord was telling me that there are outer court Christians, there are inner court Christians, and there are Holy of Holies Christians. The outer court Christians, they are just social. They have no difference between being a Christian and being a worldly person. No, they still drink, they still live the way, they please themselves. The outer court Christians, they hurt, they please themselves. They go to church all right. They love God. Not that they are devil's children. They still love God. They love God. They love. They go to church. They lift up their hands and sing. In fact, outer Christians involves even some pastors. Pastors, bishops, general overseers. Some of them, they fall under this. They are outer court Christians. They are outer court pastors, outer court believers. I attended a wedding, and at the reception, this pastor who preached, almost everyone there was wearing clerical. And that church, when you are going there, it is clerical that defines where they will give you the seat to sit. And so I also decided to wear clerical, even though Assemblies of God, wearing clerical is also part of it, but we wear tie, shirt and tie. And I entered there. It was a cousin's wedding. And this man preached. First of all, his preaching was just against my cousin. The whole message was on the wife. How some wives, they misbehave towards their in-laws. Some wives don't welcome in-laws. Some wife. It was just a one-way preaching. My cousin was marrying. My cousin was marrying's wedding. That the preacher was preaching like that. It is one of these established, churches. No, Orthodox church. It's an Orthodox church. It's an Orthodox church, but I will not mention the name. You know, and so what happened? I was just feeling uncomfortable. I said, this man is just one way. So he's not saying anything about the man. This man is just attacking this poor lady, attacking, but not saying anything about the man. And so when they asked me to pray, then I begged for 3 minutes. Can I take 3 minutes? I said, go ahead, man of God. That was when I said to him that most reverend, they have those terms, most reverend, right reverend, so and so. I said, most reverend, I salute you. With due respect, the message you preached was just one way. It was one-sided. It is two people who are married, husband and wife. But for all this while, about 1 hour, you have addressed the woman. I didn't hear anything about the man. People started clapping. The congregation started clapping. But I want to say that you, the man too. Then I also addressed the man. They were clapping. They stood up and they were clapping for me. All the pastors, they stood up and they were clapping. And I became satisfied before I prayed. Before I realized, it was like I was preaching. Before I realized that I was asked to pray. Then now I prayed. Then at the reception, I was shocked what was being said at the reception. I was shocked what these men were drinking. I was shocked. I mean, pure, not 5% alcohol, not 10% alcohol. I mean, gin, schnapps. What are you talking about? And I started shivering. I became awkward among them because I was the only one who ordered for malt. You know, we have outer court, people of God. Then we have inner court. This inner court, they are conscious. They are very conscious of God. They are conscious of who they are. They are conscious of the word, what the word says. They are open to the Holy Spirit. They submit themselves to the Holy Spirit. They are very conscious. These are the inner court. And it is the will of God that every child of God will. Yes, Amadazi, that is true. Wow, Papa, you are bold. Yes, in fact, when it comes to courage and boldness by the grace of God, God, I don't fear anything. I don't know what I fear on earth. No, never, never, never. I don't fear. I don't fear because God has told me that one man with him is more than 1 billion people without him. God has spoken this to me. And especially when you are a man of truth, when you are a man who stands with truth and a man who, even though you are also a work in progress, to the best of your knowledge, you are trying the best you can to keep yourself holy and righteous. I tell you, the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as hot as a lion. So thank you very much for such a powerful comment. The Goshenite. Thank you, Goshenite. Thank you. Papa will tell you straightforward. Thank you, Goshenite. You know something? God's will is that every one of us should become the inner court Christian. Every one of us. In fact, we start as the outer court. That is hot. The outer court is newly born again. Newly born again. Yes, they've given themselves to Christ. Newly born again. And so they have come. The Bible says that come just as you are. So they come with their hairstyle, their kind of dressing. They come with their whatever. Yes. Outer court. Come like that. You see, but when you come through the word of God, you are upgraded to what? The inner court. A change is always coming. Transformation is always coming. A change is coming. No one will tell you. As you are listening to the word, your dressing begins to change. Your talking begins to change. Your reactions begin to change. Look, one of the things that my family saw in me and saw that I've had an encounter with God was temper. I was a very temperance person. Even though God is still working on me, I was a very, very, very temperance person. But one of the things that my family saw, that the things that I will react suddenly, it's like I'm even afraid. It's like I've become dumb. And they look, they say, no. One of my uncles said, something has happened to Dela. This is not the Dela we know. Do you know that is an encounter? When you are encountered, through encounter, changes something in you. It doesn't mean, look, once in a while, yes, the temper will come. But once in a while, look, you are no longer the way you used to be. You are no longer old. So we have inner court Christians. And then from inner court, we have the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies is another level. The Holy of Holies is what? Another level. There are pastors who are in the Holy of Holies. There are some church members who are at the Holy of Holies. And when I mention the Holy of Holies, I am not talking about super spirituality. No. There are some Christians who are just super spiritual. When they close their eyes right now, they see something. When they open their mouth, they are prophesying. When they meet you right now, they have seen something. When they turn their head like this, they have heard something. Sometimes I wonder, hey, so we are here just now. You have seen something. Hey, so every time they are giving prophecy, there is a way they go about it. Yes, one woman will shake and shake and shake and she, oh, she. Ah, she. Then I open my eyes and I will be looking. I say, Washe. The chief will say, Washe, Washe. Super spirituality. That is not what we are talking about. Normal Christian life. Normal Christian life. But at this level, you are more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You are more easily. Look. It is at the inner court that somebody can offend you and you say, Father, forgive them because they know not what they have done. Jesus was on the cross and the last thing he said about those who were nailing him, Father, forgive. At that point, how many of us can do that? We will say, Lord, curse them. Lord, do this, Lord, do this, Lord, do this to them. But Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not. You see, that is where we inherit supernatural anointing. That is where we inherit anointing that can never, never, never be challenged. It is at that level. Inner court, there are Christians on the pew who are inner court Christians. There are pastors also who are inner court pastors. I am telling you. In fact, in the inner court, you are easily convicted. Immediately, even a word from your mouth that is wrong, you are convicted. Ah, why did I say this? In the inner court, even when you are insulted, the next day, you call the person who insulted you and say, please, I am sorry. I think I fooled. And so you insulted me. I am sorry. Yes, that is inner court. Sometimes when we tell people, apologize. Sometimes when people are apologizing, you see, and that is where you win your battles. That was when Jesus won on the cross. When he said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they have done. That was when Jesus won. That was when Jesus won. Beloved, you and I are being built into the holy of holy Christians. And let me tell you, as we enter these last days, those Christians that are going to survive the challenges of the end time are the inner court Christians and the holy of holy Christians. The inner court and the holy of holy Christians. The inner court and the holy of holy Christians. In fact, the outer court Christians, they are not consistent. They will hear a prophet here, they are gone. They will hear this thing here, they are gone. They will hear here, they are running. The outer court Christians, they gossip. In fact, they make matter of everything. Everything is a matter. They gossip. They fabricate falsehood. All the things, they are outer court. The Lord was speaking to me. And in fact, at a point, I have to start recording it in the car. 8 hours drive. I have to start recording it. And I recorded it. And I said, Lord, I thank you for this revelation. So, where is my level? Where is my level? The inner court Christian. Jesus said, when they slap you at the right, turn the left to be slapped. This is not physical one. No. It means that let matters just rest. Let matters just die. Leave everything with God. Beloved, this is the kind of life that we are to manifest. And then win all our battles. I want you to know. Yes, Daddy, thank you so much for these teachings. God richly bless you. No retaliation. Goshenite. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless. Oh, this term is good. Oh, Goshenite. I'm a Goshenite. Somebody has taken it. That's good. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know, we are not to, ignore outer court Christians. We are always to pray for them. We are also to pray for the inner court Christians. And we are also to pray for the holy of holy Christians. But each of us should desire the holy of holies. Because over there, in fact, the holy of holies, the standard there is higher. The standard there is higher. And in the inner court too, the standard and the requirement there is higher than the outer court. But do you know something? The privileges of the inner court are also higher. The privileges of the holies of holies are also higher. Beloved, you and I are to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross. And what does that mean? It means that we are to live like Jesus lived. We are to speak like he spoke. We are to do things like he did things. Look, Jesus commanded the storms. We are to command the storm. Jesus walked on the sea. We are to walk over problems. Jesus commanded nature. He commanded the fig tree. Jesus commanded demons. We are to command demons. You don't need to be a pastor. No. You are the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross. Speak into situations. Speak into challenges. Speak and command demons. Command principalities. Speak. Command them. Speak into situations. Observe yourself. Observe your life. I heard about John G. Lake, a great man that God used in South Africa. All that this boy grew to know was sickness, death, mortuary. Sickness, death, mortuary. Almost every week, the whole family were gone. Almost every month, somebody would fall sick, death, mortuary, as a child. He knew mortuary. As a child, he knew hospital. Then he gave his life to Jesus. And he heard that you can command the devil, drive away demons. Then he asked questions. How can this? He was taught, he read the Bible, he said, oh, so sickness too? Say, yes, you can. He stood and started commanding sicknesses and diseases. He stood in the gap. And then he became the standard that God raised. You know, Psalm 59, verse 19. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will do hot, raise a standard. You must be a standard in your family. You must be a standard in that office. You must be a standard in that department. You must be a standard for yourself. Be a standard. You are to manifest Christ. You are to stop the works of the devil. You are to stop something in somebody's life. Starting with your own. You are to stop that sickness. You are to stop that disease. Look, you are to stop that weakness. You are to stop that lifestyle. The area that the devil has smuggled himself into you, you are to deal with that area. You are to stop something there. You are to stop something in your family. Look, you are to stop barrenness. You are to stop miscarriages. You are to stop singleness. You are to stop whatever. That is what it means to manifest the finished work of Christ on the cross. You are to be a change maker, a way maker, a dream maker. In fact, you are to bring something in the family that has never been. Kayama Shakaya. Yes, that is what I am. I've brought a lot of things in my family that I've never been. I've brought a lot of things in my neighborhood. Anywhere I have lived, I have brought changes. Many people that have encountered me, things have changed. Yes. The nobodies, they come around, suddenly they rise. Yes. When I was, I just accepted, I used to see myself in the cemetery. Immediately I get to the cemetery, graves will start opening, the dead will start rising. So I thought it was physical. So whenever I dream like that, then I will go to the cemetery in the daytime. I thought when I enter there, the dead will start rising. I go there with one of my friends. Bonsi calls will. Bonsi, let's go. Say, where are we going? Say, I dreamt. Let's go. I thought immediately I get the distance. Later, before I got to know that I'm a revivalist, it means that when things are dead in people, when they come around you, they rise. And it has happened. AFRC time, PNDC 1, PNDC 2, I have met ministers. I've entered into offices, as I've entered into places. I enter and things begin to happen. And now, yes, even where the church is located, those who know Pig Farm, light has come to the place. Light has come to the place. What they say is impossible has been possible there. So, beloved, who are you? Say, I am a standard. Say, I declare myself as a standard. I declare myself as a standard. God bless you. I see, Mami Efua, I am a living testimony. God bless you for being a living testimony. Yes. Yes. This friend of mine has married 3-4 times before he met me. Nothing has worked. He has traveled the whole world. everything scattered. The day we went to his factory, machines are broken down. It's like everything he touches, this, that, that, that. Do you know something? Before we parted, and later he died, he got angry because I was correcting him. I was coming from a long flight in Singapore when God started talking to me about him. That when you arrive, say these four things to your friend. To correct him, I will take 10 minutes of your time. To correct him. I don't know why I'm speaking these things. So they are for somebody. To correct him. I said, God, I can't do it. Because those days, this man was giving me 20 cedis. Today it's about 2 cedis. And that was big money. Every month. I said, no, God, I cannot. Hey, this man, you'll get angry. God told me to talk to him about his late arrival to church. Number two, his tithing. He doesn't pay correct tithe. Number three, how he handles the wife. He doesn't talk to the wife well. Number four, how he handles the workers. And when I go there, the way he's talking to the workers, as if they are animals. So I say, God, I can't do it. God, why don't you do it yourself? And then, because I know I will lose the 20. I know I will lose it. God said, do it. For 1 year, I arrived from Singapore. 1 year, I never did it. Then, a particular year, December, God visited me. He said, choose my will or your will. And then, I tell you what will happen. I said, Lord, I surrender. That very day, I called him. I said, Mr. Man, when you close, please, can I meet you? He said, oh, Pastor, I close late. I said, what? I said, oh, that will be okay because by the time you get to my place, my family will be indoors. They will be asleep. Oh, he came. And then we prayed. And in a nice way, I presented the thing to him. Oh, he was the one who said, I haven't seen a pastor like you. I've never seen a pastor like, please, do you know something? When people praise you, just wait. Oh, wait for 1 day when something happens. And then the same mouth that praise you, you hear what the same mouth will say. Oh, so and so. Oh, in fact, you are the best pastor I've met. You are so and so. You are this. He went home and told the wife. This was the man who couldn't marry. But after coming to me, everything started working. Pack, 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 pack. He married. Oh, the machine started working. Pack, pack. I went there. The machine thing just started connecting. But because of correction, he went to tell the wife, you see, pastor say we come to church late. Pastor say I don't pay correct tithe. Pastor say, see, the wife say, oh, you don't know. These pastors, he want more of your money. You don't know. He want more of your money. He called me and said, Pastor, some things you said, I don't understand. Is it because you want more of my money? No, when I close, I myself, I want to come there for explanation. I say, come. He came. I took the Bible. I explained. He said, oh, I see. Oh, this is very, very convincing. I mean, thank you very much. When he was going, he even blessed me with $100. Way around 11 p.m. that he left. Beloved, the next day he called me. Pastor, I am sorry. I call it quit. I can't continue with your church again. So I call it quit. This was the man who came into my life and scattered all my contacts and my friends. He said, look, leave those people, me alone. I will take you to the whole world. I will take you to the whole world. I have money. He scattered people away from me. And possessed me. But now he picked the phone and said, I call it quit. But one thing he didn't know, he used to have an attack. Every August, an attack will come because he practiced occultism before. And when that attack comes, anybody who comes near him will also get sick. So the family abandoned him. Nobody gets near him. Then I will go and stay with him for 3 days in his room. One time they smuggled him to Cocoa Beach Hotel in Accra here. and they came and called me. I went to stay in the room with him for 3 days at Cocoa Beach Hotel. I left my wife. Then you become okay. He has forgotten. He left me 9 years exactly. 9 years. He was driving at Tema when the attack came. Under normal circumstance, immediately the attack came, they will call me. I will pray on phone. I will pray some prayer or something. Then, before I get there. But now, the attack came. He died. He died in the car. It's just headache. Headache. Some kind of headache. Headache will come. In fact, when you put water in a towel in water and you put it there, you see vapor. Vapor rising. But I will go there and put my hand on him. And then everything will just disappear. But now, he disconnected. 9 years exactly, he was dead. Because he felt, look, he started prospering. Buying Barracuda. Buying Rolls Royce. Buying whatever. Millions started coming in dollars. Beloved, who are you? You are a standard. Say, my Father in heaven. I thank you for making me a standard. I am a standard. I declare today that I am a standard. Technician, watch here. I declare today that I am a standard. That I, Delali Boja, mention your name.
I am a standard.
In my family,
I am a standard.
In my office, I am a standard. At my workplace, I am a standard. I am a standard. According to Isaiah 59, verse 19.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My work. As a product.
Of the finished work of Christ on the cross at Calvary.
My ministry.
Is to manifest.
The finished work of Christ. And that manifestation. Of the finished work of Christ. Is to become a waymaker.
Change breaker.
A standard.
To stop.
Evil.
To stop.
Wickedness.
Wickedness.
To stop.
Darkness.
Darkness.
To stop.
The works of the devil.
I am a standard.
I am a standard. The evil in my life.
It must cease.
The wrong in my life. It must cease. Satanic activities in my life.
They must cease.
Satanic activities in my family.
In my family, workplace, in my home.
In this neighborhood, they must cease. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As a product. Of the finished work of Christ. On the cross.
As the product of the finished work of Christ.
On the cross.
I declare.
That as a standard.
As a standard.
I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. 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 I bring a change. I bring a turnaround.
I bring a turnaround.
I bring a turnaround.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, as a product, as the product of the finished work of Christ on the cross, I declare that as a standard, I bring a change and I bring a turnaround. Yes, in my environment, in my atmosphere, in my home, in my family, I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a I command a change. I command a turnaround. I command a change. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I command a change. I command a turnaround. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring a change. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a turnaround. I bring a change. I bring a solution. I bring solution. I bring solution. I am a 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 solution. I bring the solution. I bring the solution. I am an answer. I am an answer. I am an answer. I am an answer. I bring the answers. I bring the answers. I bring the answers. I bring the answers. I bring the solution. I bring the solution. I bring the solution. I am a solution. I am a solution. I am a solution. I bring the solution. I am an answer. I bring the answer. I am an answer. I bring the answer. I bring the answer.
Le papa rakata kabaya kata.
Yes, Lord.
Le paro shakatai kalu karamashike teke baya. Ile ke teke baro karabashike teke baya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.